One of the central principles of Judaism is that of Bechira Chofshis, of free choice, free will. As many thinkers, most notably the Rambam, celebrate this idea as the cornerstone of a religious and really a meaningful life. After all, if one has no free choice, what would be the point of reward and punishment? Really, what would be the point of life? What gives life meaning is that we have the free will, we have the free choice to do the right thing, and when we do so, we deserve to be rewarded. But we also have the free will, the free choice to do the wrong thing, and then, of course, we would deserve to be punished. This central tenet of Jewish faith is severely challenged by a number of psukim that are presented quite clearly by the Torah in the Exodus story, in the Yetzias Mitzrayim story. Specifically, we have a very famous pasuk in this week's Parsha in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, where Hashem tells Moshe, Vani ekshe es lev paro. Hashem says quite clearly, I will harden Paro's heart. As a result, we hear Basias as Mosai, Ves Mosai, Ves Mitzrayim, so that I can bring more wonders, more signs into the land of Egypt. There are other times where this is mentioned, including later on in the Perek, where it's a little bit more vague as to whether Paro hardens his own heart or Hashem hardens his heart. But this initial pasuk that we mentioned, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, is quite explicit. And therefore, it is no surprise, given how clear the Torah is, ostensibly, seemingly, that Hashem is hardening Paro's heart, and at the same time, how directly that contradicts such a fundamental principle of Jewish faith, it's no surprise that thinkers, including Ibn Ezra, Ramban, here in our Parsha, ask, how do we understand these psukim? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had hardened Paro's heart, so where was his sin? What makes Paro a wicked person? Why was Paro punished? If the Torah is telling us explicitly that it really wasn't his fault, that Hashem had hardened his heart. So there are a number of answers to the question, but let's focus on three key approaches that are mentioned by the Rishonim. One approach suggested by the Abarbanel, as well as the Akedas Yitzchak, is that in fact, despite the simple reading of the text, it does not mean to convey that Hashem actually hardened Paro's heart. Rather, what it means is that by pausing in between each of the various plagues, that allowed the possibility for Paro to deny that they were divine punishments. If, on the other hand, the plagues had gone nonstop, one after the other, without any break, they would have been so overwhelming that Paro would have had no choice but to believe and to acknowledge, should I say, that they are coming from God as a punishment for enslaving the Jewish people. However, given that they stopped, that there was intermittent stops in between the plagues, this allowed Paro to rationalize that they weren't punishments at all. After all, if these were coming as a punishment for enslaving the Jewish people, why was the blood stopping, or why were the frogs stopping when the Jewish people were still enslaved? Therefore, it must be, Paro rationalized himself, some other natural source or cause for the plagues. Because Hashem delivered the plagues in this way deliberately, which allowed for the possibility of Paro to make the wrong decision and make the wrong analysis, that's what the Torah is describing as Hashem hardened his heart. In meaning to say, because of the way Hashem brought the Makos, that's what allowed Paro to make the wrong decision. Had God brought the Makos in a different way, in a non-stop fashion, then Paro would have had no choice but to believe them. In that sense, but only in that sense, could it be said that Hashem hardened, quote-unquote, Paro's heart. But he didn't really take away free choice. He just brought the plagues in a way that allowed Paro to make the wrong decision. A second approach is suggested by the Ramban and the Sforno here, as well as in the Sefer Ikarim, that in fact, Paro's free choice was never taken away. However, the plagues, each and every one of them, were so overwhelming and so painful that Paro would have given in, but not because he freely wanted to give in, that he freely wanted to repent, that he freely wanted to let the Jewish people go. He just would have been overwhelmed by pain. He would have done anything just to absolve himself and remove the pain. And therefore, Hashem says, I don't want him to do that. That would be a meaningless repentance. That would be a meaningless act. It's only meaningful if Paro could truly go either way and will choose the right thing. And therefore, Hashem says, I'm not going to allow the plagues to rob Paro of his free choice. If left to his own devices, left to the natural course of events, the plagues were so overwhelming and so painful, they would have robbed, just the experience of the plagues would have robbed Paro of any real choice but to give in. So therefore, say Ramban, say Sforno, Hashem, so to speak, does involve himself, but not to remove Paro's free choice, but on the contrary, to maintain his free choice. She yitametz lizbol hamakos, v'lo yishlach miyiras hamakos es Yisrael. Hashem stepped in to, so to speak, give him a stiff upper lip, to harden his heart in the sense of giving him the strength to withstand the pain, to then do what he really wanted. He would have been overwhelmingly letting them go, but not out of free choice. Hashem stiffened his upper lip, gave him the extra strength so that he could be a 50-50, and then he unfortunately made the wrong choice. Last but not least is the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam, the one who celebrates free choice, of course has to acknowledge these psukim and the challenge they present. And in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Vav, the Rambam has a lengthy discussion explicitly addressing these psukim, and he basically takes the psukim, unlike any of the previous approaches we've seen, he takes them at face value. Yes, indeed, Hashem intervened and took away Paro's free choice. How could that be? How could Paro deserve to be punished? Says the Rambam, of course that didn't happen initially. The first five plagues, Paro had a free choice. It's only in the last five plagues that Hashem took away his free choice. And the explanation, says the Rambam, is because there could be times and places in human history in which a person does a sin which is so grave and severe, or a series of sins which cumulatively are so severe that in fact Hashem takes away the free choice as a punishment. Free choice is not a inalienable right that you could always have. It is a gift from Hashem, and if you squander it, Hashem reserves the right to take it away.